Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again. Welcome to another rolling half hour here on the local radio station, 3DFM. Me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Tonight we have a very special programme indeed, because we're going to branch out into a new direction, try something new. We have a guest in the studio, and instead of me and my monologues, we have conversation and dialogue, as well as music, of course. So I'd like to introduce to you our very special guest interviewee. She is Elaine Thompson. So welcome on board, Elaine. We're delighted that you've agreed to come tonight. Elaine is here because she's a school leaver. She represents a whole generation of young people who are leaving school right now. The reason I picked Elaine is because she's also the girl next door. She's my next door neighbour in Saltcoats. I'm also her school chaplain, so she's got no chance of escape from me. So how are you feeling about leaving school, Elaine?
Quite nervous and apprehensive about it because I don't know what's coming after that.
Yeah, you've been at school most of your life, eh?
Yep, basically all my life, yeah.
And now you face the great unknown.
Uni.
Yeah, university is what you're hoping to do.
Hoping to either do primary teaching or a business course.
Right.
So hopefully I'll do one of those two when I leave.
There's a bit of a difference between teaching kids and pen pushing.
I know, there is quite a difference.
You're not sure yet what you'll do?
No, I've not actually fully decided yet.
So the prospect of leaving school, is this hip hip hooray, glad to get out, or is this fear and trepidation about the big bad world?
In some ways I'm happy because I've been there and it's getting to the stage I've been there for too long. But I'm also scared about leaving in a way because it is a big bad world basically and I don't know anything that's going to happen. So we need to see how I feel.
I think it's true of life at all times. The fear and the thrill go pretty close together, as in roller coasters, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, just to go back to the beginning a wee bit, tell us something about yourself then.
I'm 17 years old and I live in Saltcoats.
Where were you born?
I was born in Irvine Central Hospital.
Mm. You lived in Saltcoats all your life?
Well, I did live in Drecon for the first year or so. And then we moved to Saltcoats and I've been there ever since then.
And what schools did you go to?
I started off at Happy Hours Nursery. Then I went to Glencairn Primary and then Auchinharvey Academy.
So you're just finishing the sixth year at Auchinharvey Academy?
Yeah, I'm just finishing sixth year.
Have you enjoyed school?
Yeah, I have enjoyed it.
So at the school, amongst other things, you've been doing music?
Yeah, that's right.
So we're going to play a wee bit of music in a second. So just to set it up, tell us about your choir singing that you've been involved in.
Well, I've been involved in singing in the North Ayrshire Choir since primary six, and I've been in every year since. And we always have a concert at the end called the Flagship Concert, where all three choirs and bands from North Ayrshire all come together and take part in a big event. This is a song that I've actually sung twice during my time in the choir, right. And it's one of my favourites.
So this is the North Ayrshire Schools Choir, including Elaine, and they're singing Siyahamba, which is a South African traditional hymn. The words are, "We are marching in the light of God." Siyahamba.
Siyahamba, 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 Siyahamba,
So when you were at school, what would you say were your favourite subjects?
Definitely music and business. They were my two favourites.
Amongst other things, you had the choir. You did a lot of singing in the choir.
Yeah, I did. And we've got the school choir and bands, which I enjoy taking part in as well.
Mm-hmm. What's your most famous sort of moment with singing and music?
Taking part in school shows, probably. I've sung in most of them, and playing in the band as well. I think my most famous moment was playing the clarinet and falling down the stairs off of the stage. I think that was probably what I'm most famous for in school shows.
And when you look back on your childhood or your time at school, have you any particular memories come to mind? Highlights of life in school, sort of thing?
Well, funny things were falling down the stairs, especially that. It wasn't to me, but other people did find it amusing. And just all of my music, basically everything that I've done with my music, I've really enjoyed.
I think that 16, 17, 18 is one of the most exciting times in life. It's not just my opinion, that it's well documented, because throughout your life you make big choices, but those are the years that you make some of the biggest choices of your whole life. It's like a plant. If it goes squint at the beginning, it goes very squint at the top. Mm. So you make big choices early in your life, and they affect you the rest of your life.
That's why I'm scared about choosing what I want to do at uni, because that's just going to affect my whole life.
Well, there is a general wisdom, don't over-choose before you have to. There's virtue in a general education, and then you gradually home in on what it is you're really keen on. I mean, do you think your music might be for your living, or it might just be for your hobby?
I want to keep a hobby, like, separate from what I want to do as work, because you need something to get you away from to de-stress you and whatever. You
so
need
even
something
if your
to have.
Work was a bit of music, you would have two sorts of worlds of music.
Yeah, probably, yes.
Back at the school and your music at the school, I should say to our listeners that Elaine won the 2008 Woodwind Young Musician of the Year. And we're going to hear the piece that she played to win that competition. She also did it for her advanced hire. For those older folk amongst us like myself, an advanced hire is what used to be six-year studies. So anyway, this is your favourite piece, maybe? Or
probably my favourite one, out of many that I've had to do from advanced hire.
Why do you like this piece particularly?
I don't actually know. It's just one I've been playing it for the longest this year, and it's just one that I've played for really everything that I've done. So,
well, let's hear Mozart's Minuet and Trio.
Thank you.
So when you leave school, one of your options is you're thinking about being a teacher.
Yeah.
All this school that you've been to, it hasn't put you off being a teacher?
No, not really, not yet.
Been an interesting life to be a pupil, and just very quickly you're back in the classroom, seeing it from the other side.
Definitely.
Do you feel sorry for teachers?
In a way, sometimes, with the way that some pupils act, but...
The image nowadays, you see, is that long ago there was discipline in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays they can do what they like.
Yeah, well...
Is that true?
No, it's not totally true, because you're still not really allowed to do what you like. But there is just other ways of discipline now, just different from the olden days.
The olden days was fear. What's the modern word?
Don't know. Sometimes it is still fear, because some teachers can be quite scary. Quite a few teachers can be scary, so still sometimes could be fear.
Although speaking as a school chaplain, I think fear's been replaced by maybe respect, affection.
Probably, yeah, because now with some teachers, pupils do have a kind of mutual respect between all of them, and they kind of understand.
It's more that we're working together on this exercise rather than them and us.
Yeah. It's still, in some ways, it's still them and us, but not as much.
Would you say your teachers have not only taught you the information, but they've sold you the enthusiasm for their subject?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely business management and whatever. They have definitely sold me the enthusiasm, because I've now really interested in it. And music as well.
So there's the theory that when you leave school, you forget nearly everything they ever teach you. But you don't forget the teacher,
no,
the person.
Mm-hmm.
I can still name you my Sunday school teacher. You've been going to Sunday school, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
Which church do you go to?
I go to Ardea Church.
You've gone there all your life?
Yes, all my life.
Yeah. Well, the next song that we're going to play here is Elaine's Choice. Can you explain why you've chosen this one?
I've chosen this song because during the past couple of weeks, me and a couple other 6 years have been going out to primary schools to teach songs to primary seven and some primary sixes.
You're kind of a missionary for music.
Yeah, it's the feeder primaries, and what we're doing is we're putting a choir together. This is one of the songs which the pupils are being taught, and it's Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
This is the Elton John version.
Yeah, that's the Elton John version, not the primary school version.
But we can all sing along.
There's a calm surrender to the rush of day, when the heat of a rolling wave can't be turned away. An enchanted moment, and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. And can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer that we got this far. And can you feel the love tonight? How it's led to rest. It's enough. Kaleidoscope moves us all in turn.
listen to the wild outdoors. When the heart of the star-crossed Voyager beats in time with yours. And can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. It's enough for this wild to make kings and vagabonds believe the very best.
There's a beautiful line right at the end of that song. It's enough to make kings and vagabonds believe the very best, and it being love. So we're talking just before the song about at school. You're not only taught things, but you're taught the love for enthusiasm for your subject.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, music seems to have been the best of all the subjects for capturing your imagination and things.
Yeah.
And now you're a missionary for music, going out to primary schools with several teachers or something?
Yeah, there's each teacher has their own, well, has a primary school to go and teach to.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going out with the different teachers.
And you've
that.
Been to Hayocks Primary School,
Caledonia, Mayfield, Ardee and Glencairn. It's all the feeder primaries for Auchin Harvey.
Mm-hmm. What do you do musically? Do you sing? And
well, we, the pupils, 6 years, will usually sit in between all the pupils and help them with their singing. We just basically sing to help them to learn the words and learn the notes and...
Do you play your clarinet and play your piano?
No, I don't. No, the music teachers do that because they're actually teaching the song.
Just going back a wee bit, and we're talking about your career in music so far, I noticed that you worked with Scottish Opera.
Yeah, I did. That was Primary 7.
Uh-huh.
And we were doing A Tale of Tam, it was called, and it was just an opera where there was lots of people from the North Ayrshire Junior Choir involved, and it was a really good experience. We played in the Magnum Theatre and in the Palace Theatre in Kilmarnock. We were joined by East Ayrshire as well in that.
But now in a big change in career, you work in Morrison's.
Yes, I do. Part-time, I work in Morrison's just to make money to feed my spending habit.
So how does life in the real world of Morrison's set you up for school thinking? Does that make you want to go back to the classroom as a teacher?
Probably. It helped me because it took me away from only knowing school, whereas now I know another world as opposed to just the school world.
I
know something else apart from that.
Do you quite enjoy the Morrison's experience?
I do quite enjoy it because you meet new people and...
Awkward customers.
Well, some. But, no, it is. I do enjoy it.
I'm thinking about at this stage in your life, you're a wee bit at the crossroads or the fork in the road, and you're thinking about the future, what's going to happen, and you might go into teaching, or you might have a career in Morrison's if it didn't work out. But various options. But this is the point in your life when you're near to sort of flying the nest. The story of a bird in a nest, and it was standing at the edge of its nest and looking out in a bit of fear and trepidation. And the mother bird says to the wee bird, "Go on, fly, you can. You're a bird, you can fly." And that metaphor picture you can identify probably with at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to university, my father took me to the halls of residence. And he told me later, he says, I was walking with 10 yards behind you with the suitcases and you were racing ahead. You had only eyes for the future doorway to the rest of your life. And I was a tear in my eye carrying the suitcases saying, this is the last day I'll see him in the normal way. It is a very powerful moment, not only for yourself, but for your mum and dad, Dave and Marilyn, for your grandparents, for everybody. I understand today is the day you leave school, isn't it?
Today is the official day for leaving school. Mm-hmm. After that, when they go back on Monday, the timetable changes and there's no longer what was 5th year and now 6 years.
Yeah.
So we're...
So I've chosen a song myself that matches this moment, that it's a big moment for the school leaver, but it's also a big moment for the parents and the grandparents and the family watching their little one sort of flying the nest. So this is Charlie Lansborough singing A Father's Song.
This song is a father saying to his son or his daughter, listen, I understand you've got to go. Go with my blessing. But always remember that wherever you are, I love you.
You're going soon. You're leaving me. There's a world out there that you have to see. So many things too good to miss. But when you're gone, always remember this. Whatever the time, whatever the place, whether there's tears in your eyes or a smile on your face, I'll still be here as you follow your stars. But wherever you are, I'll be loving you. I can't make you stay. I know you must be on your way. Can't keep you here against your will. You need to see what lies beyond the hill. You're free to go, have no regrets. So fly away, but don't forget. Whatever the time, whatever the place, whether there's tears in your eyes or a smile on your face, I'll still be here as you follow your stars. But wherever you are, I'll be loving you. Wherever you are, I'll be loving you.
So, Elaine, we're delighted to have you in the studio. The reason I asked you to come in, wasn't it just for your own sake as Elaine? I'm thinking of you as representing all the sixth-year pupils who are leaving school at this moment and the younger generation. Okay. There's the image that is a group of young folk are walking down the street and they meet an old person. The old person crosses the road, you know, to avoid the youths. or vice versa, that there's a young person walking down the street and there's a bunch of old folks and they'd give him a wide berth. So in the generation gap, have you got any thoughts on that?
I think that is true in some cases. However, I think it's more that both groups don't understand each other. They don't, like, young people don't understand the values and everything from years ago that the old people understand.
You think they live in two orbits?
They live in two different worlds, basically.
Uh-huh. I wonder why that is.
The just in change in society, it's just been so big,
so
a
rapid
change.
Yeah.
And that some people don't understand the youths and all their things. I know that you're viewed very differently, because if you're a group, if there's a big group of youths going down the street, then yes, you're watched very closely when you're doing something that could be totally innocent.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're in a group of one or two, three maybe, then you're not viewed like that as much.
Yes.
It's more in a big group that you are viewed as up to something, basically.
But is there not some truth in the fact that when you're on your own, you probably are nice, sweet, innocent, and then when you are in a group, you behave in a slightly different way, maybe?
Well, sometimes, but sometimes when you're in a group, you don't. You just be yourself. That's from my experience. I don't know about MDLs.
Would you say that your peer pressure is positive or negative on the whole?
It can be positive and negative at the same time.
I think all of this applies to old folk as well, older folk. There can be positive peer pressure or negative peer pressure in each other.
Definitely.
It isn't necessarily the numbers then.
No.
You also go to church, and the church is an aspect of your life.
Yep.
Which isn't an aspect of a lot of people's lives, young or old.
No.
Do you find that a difficult thing in today's climate at your age?
It can be quite difficult because there is so few people. And there, I mean, at my church, there's very, very few people still go who are young. And I think it can be to do with peer pressure in some ways that people don't go.
Why do you go then?
I go to church because I want to go because it's teaching you how to live your life the proper way and how to be a good person.
Well, we really appreciate you coming into the studio today. And we wish you all the best in your future life.
Thank you.
The start of the rest of your life. Sounds good.
Sounds scary.
I hope you have a nice summer's holiday before you set off to university.
Thank you.
So thanks again. And to finish with, if I had to give a word of advice or comfort or encouragement to any school leaver, any young person, anybody setting out in life, I couldn't put it any better than the words of these songs. This is Put Your Hand Into the Hand of the Man from Galilee, followed by Don Francisco singing, I'll Never Let Go of Your Hand.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water.
The water.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea.
Calmed the sea.
Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. By putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Every time I look into the holy book, I wanna tremble. But when I read about the part where a carpenter cleared the temple, for the buyers and the sellers were no different fellows than what I profess to be. And it causes me pain to know I'm not the guy that I should be. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water.
The water.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea.
Calmed the sea.
Take a look at yourself and you can look at others. Friendly, by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Mama taught me how to pray before I reached the age of seven. And when I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm close to heaven. Daddy lived his life with two kids and a wife. You do what you must.
showed me enough of what it takes to get you through. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water.
The water.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea.
Calmed the sea.
Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. By putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
And in the hand of the man from
Galilee. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
By your weaknesses, afraid to let me near. I wish you knew how much I long for you to understand. No matter what may happen, child, I'll never let go of your hand. I know you've been forsaken by all you've known before. When you failed their expectations, they frowned and closed the door. But even if your heart itself should lose the will to stand, no matter what may happen, child, I'll never let go of your hand. The life that I have given you, no one can take away. 'Cause I've sealed it with my spirit, blood and word. The everlasting Father has made his covenant with you, and he's stronger than the world you've seen and heard. Don't you fear to show them all the love I have for you. I'll be with you everywhere, in everything you do. And even if you do it wrong and miss the joy I've planned, I'll never, never let go of your hand. I have given you, no one can take away. 'Cause I've sealed it with my spirit, blood and word. The everlasting Father has made his covenant with you, and he's stronger than the world you've seen and heard. Here to show them all the love I have for you. I'll be with you everywhere, in everything you do. And even when you do it wrong and miss the joy I've planned, I'll never, never, never let go of your hand. I'll never let go of your hand.